This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So I think it was in the middle of a sentence when I got cut off. Where was I?
Oh, yeah. All you heard was Braden pop up. You're like, what is going on? I thought he was on the mic because he's here running around somewhere. I was like, oh, that's...
Where was I? I think I was telling you about Tom's Watch Bar, where we are broadcasting live until 3:15 today. Please join us. All of the hosts at 97.3 The Fan. They've got great food specials and drink specials. Blue Moon is our sponsor today. You got Coors Light as well. The Prime Rib Dip Sandwich. Haven't tried it yet. I've heard very good things. Deep dish nachos. Check out the whole menu, though. I was on their website yesterday. You know how I do. I like to check out the menu early.
You are something else,
and
man.
What impressed me, though, and there's some Tom Watch bars in other cities as well. Denver has one. But they put on the website what the big games are that they're going to have on their television. So there's like a list, and they were updating it. It was up to date. Like, okay, here's Padres. Here's your Padres games for the weekend. Then you had your big NCAA basketball games. We are down to the Elite Eight. We will get the first two members of the Final Four later today. Had some really good game at the end with Houston pulling it out on an inbounds pass. We were watching it earlier with less than 2 seconds to go to beat Purdue and advance to the Elite Eight yesterday. So you got college basketball on later today. You got soccer on right now. The Wave gave up another goal, so they're now behind 2-1 and once again need to find another one to get an equalizer here as time's starting to run out on them in Orlando. And then SDFC is going to play tonight at 7:30. Got NBA games as well, so they are dialed in for their sports watching. I guess when you call yourself Tom's Watch Bar, you better be good at putting sports on television.
Oh, you were looking.
You were looking for Timexes and Rolexes and Seikos.
Yes, I was looking for Seikos.
This is Casio.
Casio.
You guys like Casio out there?
This is pretty cool. There's a family down here that came down all the way from Washington State. Big Padres fans, and was talking to the husband, and they got a couple kids. He goes, "Man, I love hearing your Little League stories because every time I hear your Little League stories, I'm very thankful for the Little League that we have up here and that we actually run things the right way." And they came down to watch this series against the Braves. And yeah, pretty cool, man. Family of four down here all the way from Washington. Everybody, you know, Padres have you know, they got their fans across the country, man, for sure. They've done a good job at branding and marketing this team, and there's a lot of interest in this team in other places.
And there are some who grew up here and moved away, but I definitely feel like it's changed in recent years where people become Padres fans from a distance that never did before. When I was growing up, there's no Padres fans, you know, in other parts of the country that just saw, oh, Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, I love those players. I'm going to become a fan of the San Diego Padres. Maybe one or two Tony Gwynn fans out there, but they felt like they were more just Tony Gwynn fans than Padres
fans.
I'm
telling you right now, man. Growing up, I lived in Connecticut when I really, really fell in love with the game. And I had a Tony Gwynn poster on my wall, you know, 3,000 miles away. But that was because of Tony Gwynn, you know, and what he was able to do. It was certainly, it was player specific. You know, I had a George Brett poster on my wall, too. And I like the guys that could hit, man. And Tony was certainly one of those guys. I got my Tony Gwynn shirt on today.
Nice.
Yeah, that was freezing. I'll take it off right now. I'll show you guys.
I took a little guff yesterday when I killed Tony Gwynn opening day.
Yeah.
My hot take, I said, you know, Tony Gwynn opening day, the second day of the season, was all about the diehard 12,000 fans who would show up after opening day was sold out, and it's not like that.
That was existential, though. I thought you nailed it.
I really do.
It's not. It wasn't meant to be
a shot at all.
Or anything like that.
But, you know, as I said, yesterday's game was a sellout. They had 41,000 plus Gallagher Square, which is, by the way, literally we are
right behind
attached to Gallagher Square here at Tom's Watch Bar, was packed again last night, just like it was for opening day. You can't tell the difference between opening day and 70 games of the regular season anymore, because they all look like that. And, you know, there are no more Tony Gwynn opening days, because it doesn't look like that in San Diego anymore. And that's a good thing, and Tony would love the fact that it's not about the diehard 12,000 who show up on the second day anymore. And that's a testament to what he started building here a long time ago.
Well, and here we are on the third day, and I'm looking out the window, and the block party's going on right now, and all you see is Padres hats and Padres jerseys and, you know, Jackson Merrill jerseys. And I mean, it is just, it's really become quite the baseball town.
Somebody brought over these stickers that they're giving out at one of the booths at the
they're so sick.
At the block party. It says, "I believe in Merrill-cles."
Merrill-cles. That sounds like a Ben. That is a Ben.
It does sound kind of like me.
That's a Ben, yeah, Merrill-cles, for sure. And then, of course, the classic, "Show me your Tatis." Now that sounds like a Woods, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I like it.
I had a funny question from a tier one during the break. He said, because there was a commercial playing over the speakers here, I think I was talking about Prize Picks.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Do you get used to listening to the sound of your own voice?"
Never.
You don't? I was going to ask you the question. What, when you first started in radio, because, you know, you famously kind of jumped in without a lot of experience.
Zero experience.
What was that like the first time you started hearing your own voice on the radio?
I've never been comfortable with it. Never once. And it's, I get a kick out of it when I'm riding with my kids and they point at the radio. You know, they get excited when they hear dad's shilling for Eco Water or Lone Pronto or something. They still like that very much. We have a tier one named Bush League Blake, and I'm going to give you this audio for Monday. I was on the air 12, 15 years ago, something like that, and I announced the birth of his daughter. Wait until you hear my voice from 15 years ago. Wait, you will not believe that it's me. And when I heard this, my skin started crawling. He sent it to me. He found this old audio. I'm going to give it to you, Paulie. We'll play it on Monday. You guys are going to die. I can't hear. I won't be able to listen, just so you know. I'll have to take the headphones off. It's that bad.
Now, to me, the voice that I hear right now, the voice that when you're just talking to me off the air, and the one that I hear on the radio, sounds pretty much exactly the same. But
yeah,
there's a phenomenon I think most of us realize, that our voice to ourselves sounds different than it does to other people.
I hate it.
Which is why when you hear yourself on the radio,
it makes me want to die.
It doesn't sound right.
You like yours, though.
I've learned to be okay with it. I don't always recognize it, like when the Dodgers used it in their hype video.
Oh, but you didn't think it was you.
I legitimately didn't think it was me. I go, that's not me. That doesn't sound like me. It's not me.
He fought me.
I did.
He fought me in a text message, the likes of which you would not believe.
It's not
me. I swear. I got to go back and look through
it's
the
me.
Thread.
It was me.
I swear. Paulie, didn't he tell me to, like, shut up or something? Like, he was, like,
that's pretty close.
He was mad. I'm like, Ben, are you kidding? I remember this. Oh, my God. That was so good.
Ben's sweet mother Kim is here,
yes,
at the block party watching the show. Did Ben ever, like, walk around with, like, a toothbrush or a comb,
yeah, a
or
comb,
something, like a microphone?
A hairbrush. Hi, I'm Ben Higgins.
You love your voice.
I love your voice, too. It's very, very comforting to me. It always has been.
I like my voice the way I hear it, though, to myself.
Right.
Not as much when I hear it back and I'm in the car. Sounds different to me.
I blame the microphones and the processing.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's the fault. It's just the processing.
It's the processing.
Sell the engineers. It's the processing must be off. There's something weird with the microphones. We don't sound right.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It's a good one.
It's a problem.
It's
so.
A good one.
All right, we've got Randy Vasquez making his first start of the year today for the Padres against Spencer Schwellenbach at 4:15. And Randy Vasquez, real opportunity here. You know, we talked about it a few times, but Mike Schilt, it was back at FanFest when he kind of blew my mind.
Me
when
too.
When he told us, you know, Randy made 20 starts for us last year. And I go, no, that's not, I don't think that's right.
You mean 20 appearances.
Yeah, no, he made 20 starts.
And I go, well, you know, they usually consider if you make 30 starts, you've pretty much pitched the whole season as a starting pitcher. I think if you started every fifth day, you could squeeze in about 35. But any starting pitcher who makes 30 or more starts is considered to have started the whole season, you know, had a full season as a starting pitcher. So I'm going, 20 starts, that means he started for two-thirds of the season
crazy,
in the rotation for the Padres last year. I go, no. Waldron did a lot. You know, he carried the team. But Randy Vasquez, he was a spot starter. He got in like 8 or 9 times. You know, had some good ones, had some not great ones. There's no way he started 20 games for the Padres last year. He did, and it's one of the reasons why I think he had an edge up in spring training. And even though he struggled early on in Cactus League play, finished strong, and I thought by the end was a pretty certain member of the Padres' starting rotation once Yu Darvish went on the injured list and they knew they needed to pick of two of the guys who were there. I thought he was going to be a clear choice. He is, and he'll get the nod here in the third game of the season against the Atlanta Braves today.
Look, man, I don't want to start giving away my trade secrets, but after doing this for 7 years with you and with this team and this organization and a lot of the same people, I've started to kind of read their tells a little bit, and their tells are getting easier and easier to spot. And when I'm starting to read kind of puffy pieces about some minor league appearances from Randy Vasquez and on our show talking, I really like what I saw from Vasquez. Yeah, man, you kind of put two and two together. And it was at that moment I went, oh, yeah, he's going to be in the rotation. It really doesn't matter at this point what Colek does or what Hart does, who ended up making the rotation. But Randy Vasquez, and of course it started with Mike Schilt at FanFest. You start to kind of read the tells and you kind of know. But listen, Randy Vasquez needs to go out tonight and just keep us in a ball game because, you know, if he can go out, and I mean, what did Cease go last night? How many innings?
Four and a third?
Right.
Or, yeah.
Is this too much to ask from your number three starter to go 5 innings tonight? You know, the bullpen
might be. I mean, you really need someone to pick up some length in the starting rotation after short starts from King and Cease the first couple of days, because while there are plenty of off days baked in the first month,
you got
a stretch of 7 games and 7 days to start the season.
Correct.
There's no off day until next Thursday, so the Padres do need to at least get through it. Will they call someone up today? The problem with that is if you bring up like Logan Gillespie, who do you send down?
Right.
I mean, you can send down
who's got options,
Omar Cruz or Alec Jacob, but you kind of those guys could pitch today,
but
so you don't want to do that. But if you send anyone down, you can't bring them up unless someone else gets hurt
correct.
For 15 days.
Correct.
So you're kind of there's a dilemma here about whether the Padres actually want to call someone up today, knowing that Randy Vasquez might only pitch 4 to 5 innings and they might need more coverage from the bullpen.
Well, I mean, yeah, Jason Adams gone the first two games. Alec Jacob threw 31 pitches in the first game. He should be ready to go. Yuki's fresh today. Wandy Peralta's thrown one pitch all season.
We'll see Wandy today, certainly, I would think.
You will see Wandy Peralta today, unless a miracle happens with Randy Vasquez. But
see Omar Cruz making his debut at some point.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. So I think you have enough arms to get through today's game and tomorrow's game, certainly. But, yeah, you make a good point, man. You can't just send guys down willy-nilly for 24 hours or so. So they're going to have to figure something out. And really, Randy Vasquez needs to go out, use his defense behind him, right? You pitch to contact, use his defense, and try to keep us in a ballgame. I love this team late. I like Jackson Merrill. Also kind of get that feeling when I watch them. They don't think they're out of a game. Why should I think they're out of a game? Sitting on my couch at home.
Remember 2023 when it just felt like there was no chance they could come back?
And it would be like 3-0 in the third, and I'm like, I got other stuff to do.
They finished something like 8-30-something in games in which they lost a lead.
Yeah.
Once they fell behind, they never came back and won the game. It was the opposite last year, and now Two games where they lost leads, they're 2-0
in those games. Last year they'd be down 8-1, and we're like, oh, we got this.
Yeah, for sure. You're like, let's see what these guys can do. And hey, a lot of times they came back and won those games. But it seems like they always kind of made it interesting, you know, at the end. And I said it to start the season. I mentioned it in the broadcast on opening day. What I love watching about a baseball team is a baseball team that never quits and always plays hard. And that's so far what we have seen under Mike Schilt's regime. We really have. I mean, this is a team that really, really goes out and plays hard. I love how aggressive they've been so far. I want them to keep that up.
Credit Schilt, but also credit the veterans for buying in. You know, we've seen teams where vets will roll their eyes
100%
at a new manager who wants to change the culture.
I could never roll my eyes at a manager, so I don't really get that when you talk about that. I take what Adam says as law all of the time, so it's a foreign concept to me, but you're right. These guys have bought
in. And part of it was, you know, credibility of Schilt having had some success, but I think part of it was the failure of 2023, the embarrassment of 2023 made guys open to doing things a little bit differently, or at least approaching and having a different attitude going into 2024. They embraced it, they got success from it, and it appears that they're going to continue to embrace it going forward, at least based on the first two games that we've seen this season. I want to throw this in before I have to actually go a little bit early today. I'm signed up for a golf tournament, and I got to get up to Oceanside. So I'm gonna be here for a few more minutes.
You said you got to leave 15 minutes early.
No, I looked at the traffic, and I actually have to leave a little bit earlier than that. Huh. So, Padres in the minor leagues. Help coming if you need it. They had their first game at Triple A El Paso yesterday, hosting Sacramento. Not the Athletics, but the actual Giants Triple A team. Nice 10-3 win for the Chihuahuas. Trenton Brooks, who you might remember at spring training, was a guy, San Diego guy. Hit two home runs in his first game with the El Paso Chihuahuas yesterday. Ryan Burgert, who's one of the Padres' top 30 prospects, had a nice start, only four innings, but three hits, a walk, just one run, pitched well. How about Luis Camposano? 3-for-4 with two runs scored in his first game.
Threw a guy out.
They sent him down. You know, they say, hey, I know you're disappointed he didn't make this team, but you're going to have to be ready because we're probably going to need you sooner rather than later.
I don't think we will with the way our catchers are absolutely mashing right now.
You had Connor Joe went 2-for-4 with an RBI and two runs scored yesterday. Mike Rosso went 1-for-3 with two RBI and a run scored. Mason McCoy drove in three runs on a triple and a double. So these are guys that, you know, if not all, we'll probably see most of them, especially the guys who are already on the 40-man roster, like Connor Joe and Luis Camposano and Mason McCoy, probably going to see these guys at some point this season, and to see them get off to a good start and hopefully be in good form when the Padres do need them, that's a good sign.
I wanted to bring this up before you split, Benny. You might have lost your fastball a little bit because yesterday we were talking about Braves shortstop Nick Allen.
He's a local kid,
I said to myself
Francis Parker,
and I said, how did our beloved Ben Higgins, who can associate, you know, the seven degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon,
right?
He can do that with any kid from San Diego ever. And I went, oh, my God, he's a local guy, and we blew it.
It is funny.
There's so many.
Now that A.J. Preller has made so many moves over the last 2 years, you watch any baseball game, it just feels like one Padre, former Padre after another, comes in. Last night,
Pierce Johnson
comes in. Eniel De Los Santos is warming up in the bullpen.
Yep.
I turn on the Dodger game. Luis Garcia is pitching for the Dodgers.
How did he make
their team? I have no idea. Manuel Margot is playing for the Tigers. It's just everywhere all over the place is saturated with ex-Padres at this point around Major League Baseball.
You talk about guys on different teams, too. Buddy just texted me. He goes, oh, yeah, Justin Verlander's on the Giants.
Yeah, Justin Verlander's
starting
on the Giants.
Tonight. Starts today.
I was like, huh, yeah, that's right. That happened.
Saw Timmy Hill pitching for the Yankees last night. I mean, they're everywhere. AJ Preller has touched a lot of people, and I mean that not literally.
All right.
You have to go right now?
I'm going
to
take off at our next break here coming up, but why don't we start with some drawings. If you're here at Tom's Watch Bar, we're going to give away Xander Bogaerts bobblehead coming up. We've got a Mike Schilt autographed baseball. Make sure to get your name in the hopper. Enjoy some of the food and drink specials. Our entire broadcast brought to you by Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. We got Padres baseball for you later today at 4:15. Sorry, guys. I'm going to take off,
right,
but
we'll
I will see you
trenches
on Monday morning.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah, You're good for you. You got the last 40, 43 minutes here covered.
We got you.
If you want to cruise in at like 7 on Monday,
whatever
you got to do. Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to do.
Let's not forget who left early on Friday.
I had to pick my kids.
I know.
My children. These are my actual children. My blood relatives.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, everybody. We'll be right back with more from Tom's Watch Bar on 97.3 The Fan next.
Live from Tom's Watch Bar down here in the gas lamp right by Gallagher Square. I mean, we are in the shadows of Petco Park, and we are hanging down here located at 8th and J.
And the patio is up against the, like, children's play area
so
of
cool.
Gallagher Square.
It's such a good spot, man. Real friendly staff, too. Everyone's been very, very cool. You've seen them walking in front of the camera. But that we are in their area. They are not in ours. I mean, we are right by the service bar. Hanging out. We're going to be here for, another, 35 minutes or so? And my computer's dying, Paulie, and I know I'm charging, the hotspot on here. Is that a problem?
No,
are we
going
to go off the air or something?
Right. Should be fine.
That's fine. I won't need my computer, I don't think, for the rest of the program. But yeah, Ben just split. He's going to play he's got a golf tournament today.
Mm.
And, yep. I got a text from a buddy. I'll leave it unnamed. He said, so you had to bail on your kids' Little League, your kids' first Little League game ever today. And Ben is leaving.
You sent that picture over. I was like, you should just stay there.
I thought about it for a second, but I didn't want to get chewed out from you-know-who's actually running our board. Adam, hi, how are you? Are you live? Are you listening?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you doing good?
Yes, sir. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. We're having a lot of fun.
Do you feel bad that Woods missed Taylor's first Little League at-bat ever?
Yeah. Ever.
Because he had to serve his audience on a Saturday.
I do feel bad, but I also appreciate him serving his audience.
Yeah, it's a real catch-22 for me, because I do love my audience, but I also love my children very much. I did. I was able to go out and coach for about 30 minutes, which was great, and I had to go give him a big hug, and I looked at him, and I said, buddy, I'm very proud of you, but Daddy has to leave right now. I got to get downtown. I got to go work. And he had a little misty eye, but he was fine. Hannah said he, in his first at bat, he swung, and he swung so hard he hit the ball, but he screwed himself into the ground and fell down on the ground, and he was very, very confused about where to run. So I don't know if I've actually missed much in his debut.
Gets dizzy, starts running to third.
it's quite a trip out there, but no. Something that he could tell his therapist later, Paulie. Yeah, my dad had to work. My first Little
League. Well, with all these extra shows, you'll be able to pay for that therapy, so you're going to be good to go.
That is true. No, thank you guys for joining us this morning. They got so much good stuff here. I know Ben was disappointed. He mentioned it a few times on the air because I think he was trying to throw out the vibe. He really wanted to try the prime rib sandwich. He mentioned it to us off the air. He mentioned it on the air several times.
I mean, of course, yeah, it looks delicious.
It looks
amazing.
Great.
But Ben's over here like, if only we had some of that prime rib dip. I would love to try that. If anybody has a prime rib sandwich dip, I would love to try that. It looks amazing.
Speaking of reading tells, I can read Ben a million miles away, man. I know exactly what he was getting at in that. But they got deep dish nachos. And this live broadcast today brought to you by Blue Moon, the original baseball beer brewed in a ballpark. Check out Tom's _ Petco Park as well. This is a really, really great location. And I'm telling you, Paulie.
Big screens everywhere. Sports on every single television.
Now, forgive
tons of space.
Forgive my ignorance, though. The block party is something they've just recently brought back, right?
I don't believe so. I think it's been going for a little while.
Has it? Did it happen last year?
Maybe with the pandemic. Obviously, there might have been some a little bit of a gap. But I believe this has always gone on the Saturday of opening day weekend.
It is going to be a scene in San Diego's.
There's merch booths and everything out here on J Street. I'm going to have to take a stroll through there and see what we got. But this place, it's only going to get busier the closer we get to first pitch.
It's going to be packed in here later, man. There's already so many tier ones in here hanging out already, which is always. Such a great thing for us. You guys make us look so good, even though when we are bad, like on a Saturday, you guys make us look so good coming down here and hanging out. We really appreciate you and all the effort you put in. Really, this entire week for the radio station has been a big one, starting with, of course, last week at Dave and Buster's for March Madness, and then, of course, for opening day down at Rick's. It was one of the coolest scenes ever. And then, of course, this morning is jamming outside, and people are going to start funneling in here for the broadcast. And we will be here till what time today, Adam?
We're here till the whole station's here till 3:15.
Till 3:15.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then Sammy Levitt will have your pregame show right here on 97.3.
He'll be up in the loft.
Yep. He'll be up in the loft today. Did you guys see Sammy's tweet today? He was very disappointed in himself. He's very.
Oh no! What did he do?
He's very hard on himself. And Sammy wrote this morning on Twitter. He said, "He goes, I beat myself up when I get something wrong on the post game. I kept saying last night the Padres bullpen had pitched 10 scoreless innings to begin the season. In fact, it's 10 consecutive scoreless innings after giving up a single run in the fourth on opening day. I'm sorry.
We just can't have that.
And I told
That's unacceptable.
I told Sammy, I said, Sammy, I'd offer you some words of comfort, but I've actually never misspoken on the radio before, so I don't really know what to tell you at this point. No, Sammy is truly the best in the business at what he does, and he's off to a great start this year. But he's right. I mean, the Padres bullpen has been a real bright spot, as we suspected that it would be.
Yep.
I'll tell you, the guy that's impressed me the most, man, is Jason Adam. I could watch that guy pitch every single day. I know he would probably like to be out there every single day. He is filthy. I feel the utmost confidence when he comes in. And let's talk a little bit, too. Somebody brought it up last night on Twitter, or maybe in the chat this morning. They said, didn't everybody want to trade Robert Suarez? I'll tell you right now, I raised my hand as when you're kicking around ideas of guys that you know, hey, man, these are the guys that could potentially go and we could get a decent haul back for them. He was probably the first name on the list.
You weren't lobbying to trade him. None of us were, but given the names that were out there, like
King, Cease,
Dylan Cease,
Arise.
Michael King, yeah, Arise. Yeah. Like, out of those names, and then Suarez, you're like, well, if we had to trade one, I think I'm going with Suarez.
Yep.
So it's the easiest pill to swallow, I should say.
But I'll tell you right now, man, after watching him the last couple of nights, he has busted that changeup out. And his changeup is absolutely disgusting and filthy. I don't know that we'll ever get the real answer as to why he didn't throw it last year, why he went with the 98 straight fastballs or whatever he threw. I don't know that we'll ever get the real answer. One day I will try to corner Ruben Diablo and go, all right, give it to me straight. Why did that happen? Did he just have no confidence in
it? I know Suarez had that stretch, a couple of stretches, where he just wasn't sharp. He wasn't getting the job done. We were all panicking. And I'm sitting there and going, well, yeah, he's throwing 97, 98, 99, but he's throwing a fastball right down the middle
and
every
time.
And
they finally started timing it up.
Eventually, these guys are going to hit that. They can time that up.
Yep.
But and, he looks great.
The changeup is disgusting.
And I love the idea of having Adam there.
Me too,
if and when a Suarez, you know, dry spell happens, and he's just not locked in for a couple of games in a row, I think Jason Adam would fill in the ninth inning remarkably well.
I thought Adrian Morejon looked really sharp last night as well. I'm very, very impressed with this bullpen. They have been used a lot in the first couple of days. So hopefully, we get a little bit of length. A little bit of luck, honestly, tonight with Randy Vasquez on the mound. If he can get some ground balls, use his defense behind him, try to get through five innings. I mean, I know there are people in the audience going, my God, what has baseball come to when a starting pitcher can't even go five innings anymore? And look, there's a part of me, you know, I have the incredible boomer that lives inside of me. Yes, there's a part of me that absolutely agrees with you. The quick triggers are going to happen, especially earlier in the season. So you're just going to see that across baseball the way it's played today. We will take another break. We will be back. We are live from Tom's Watch Bar. Again, it's at 8th and J Street, just steps from Petco Park. Get down here today. I found parking like a block away, but you got to get down here soon, all right? The parking is going to start drying up. Come on down and hang out. They got great food and drink specials all day. Ben and Woods live on a Saturday for you. We will be right back. Live on a Saturday. How did they get us in here? I'll tell you how they got us in here. We are live from Tom's Watch Bar down here. We are located 8th and J, just steps from Petco Park. Adam had hit us up about this a couple months ago and said, hey, they're going to do the block party. Want to have the whole station down there. I said, absolutely. And I saw this place on opening day as I was walking by. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, my God, that's it? All right, done.
Yeah.
Right here. Piece of cake. I love it. I mean, this is a... This is a place I want to come back to, you know, the next time there's a day game, something like that, maybe come by and have dinner before.
I know, I was just telling the Tier 1, are you going to the game? So I was like, probably just be watching from home tonight. I got a lot of sports on. I'm going to have the SDFC game on as well. It's all going down right around the same time. But I was like, maybe if we like moved the day parts around and we were broadcasting a little bit closer to first pitch,
then
it's a lot easier. Like, we're right here. How can I not go to the game? But yeah, great location, great bar, great food, great drinks, and great tier ones here.
It's incredible. I'm going to be putting some miles on this ass the next couple of days. As soon as this is over, going to drive home, going to pick up the missus, dumping the kids with the grandparents again after they just had them in Colorado for about a week. And Hannah and I are driving up to L.A. tonight into enemy territory.
I'm sorry, where's that at again?
It's at the
Hollywood Bowl?
The Greek Theater.
Greek Theater.
Yeah, so we're going to the Greek. The movie Garden State debuted many, many years ago. It's her favorite movie, and I really love it, too. But the soundtrack was just through the roof. Won awards and stuff. And they're doing this thing for the homeless, and it's a benefit. And all these bands, some of these bands are getting back together for the first time in many, many years. And it's going to be really, really – Zach Braff's going to be there, like, hosting the whole thing. So
awesome.
It's going to be really cool. I'm really excited about it. But
that's like a new phenomenon right now in music. A lot of bands are getting back together.
They are.
Kind of unannounced,
yes,
and surprised. Like, I saw Nirvana in 2025 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm really excited about it. And really, I'm Anna's elated. It's her favorite
That's
movie.
That's going to be fun.
Her favorite soundtrack. We, like I said, culturally we agree on about three things. You know, we both like the Killers, we like the Eagles, and we like the Garden State soundtrack. So we're going to drive up for that. Going to watch the Pods game. And then I want to have the SDFC game on my phone at the show. I have this sneaking suspicion, though. This show is going to be like 3.5 hours long, which is, you know how I roll.
Yeah,
I'm usually, when I get somewhere, I'm usually ready to go after about 15 minutes.
And this is like a one-off, so there's no like set list to really work off of.
No, I can't.
You don't know what
look,
it's going to look
like. Paulie, this is the I'm going in nude to this thing, essentially.
Well, don't do like, that. That'll get you a ticket, at least.
I do not know what to expect tonight, but I know that I'm very, very excited about it. So driving in, we'll get up at like 6 in the morning. We got to drive back. We got to pick the kids up. And then we've got a game out in Valley Center tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So I'm going to be just driving all day and all weekend. But, man, it's been such a fun time hanging out today with all
this
the tier ones
Sunday
out
night
here.
Sunday night baseball. So we'll finish up our game, get home just in time to watch some ESPN.
Yeah, Padres are on today at 4:15.
On Fox.
It's a Fox game tonight. And I think we have been blessed. I don't think we'll have Joe Davis on the call tonight. I believe it's Jason Benetti and A.J. Pierzynski is what I read.
I can handle that.
What I read yesterday, which I can handle.
Does Don do Fox broadcasts?
TBS.
Or just TBS?
Just TBS,
okay, so.
As far as I know. And then tomorrow, as you said, tomorrow is Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. So, yeah, you're going to have to be a little bit malleable this week.
Gosh.
What is that?
That's your party starter.
Party starter. It's got a Red Bull dunked into it from the top.
All right. I mean, I'll have one sip. see what it does.
Get a good slurp in that.
Oh, God. Tequila in there. Ooh, man, that's tasty. Try that. Try that bad boy. That's got a lot of tequila.
Yeah, it's got
in
a
there.
Red Bull and tequila.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do.
That will play. Yeah, make sure you come down here and get one of those party starters. If anybody wants to polish that off, feel free. That's on us, guys. Because don't let me get out. Hammy, go ahead. Don't let me get after it, my friend. Anyway, so we are down here until it's going to be us. Brayden's going to be on after us.
12 to 2. And then Gwen and Chris, 2 to 3:15.
Is Tony going to be down here?
I do not know the answer to that.
He's probably working.
He's definitely somewhere around here.
Not Tony.
No, okay. Tony. So, okay. Ello and Scraby.
Ello and Scraby will be down here. And then we got Adam Klug back on the board. Now, Kluger, we are we're going live with the roundtable next week, yeah? Is the roundtable back officially?
That is correct. Debuts on Thursday, 10 a.m.
10 a.m., the Ben and Woods and Braden Soprenant and Gwen and Chris show. We will all be together from 10 to 11 on Thursday. And we will be doing the roundtable again. Ben Higgins will be your host. He is truly the best at
that.
He
doesn't have any golf on Thursday, right?
No golf on Thursday, as far as I know. But the roundtable is back, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza. Very successful segment. I will give Adam a lot of credit for it last year. It really, really went well. People really seem to enjoy it. Proud of you, Adam. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Was this a party starter? Was this tequila?
Yeah. This is where you weigh in a little bit, Kluger, and talk about the Roundtable.
Oh, well, we got our fantastic sponsor back, Roundtable Pizza, and they'll be providing you guys with food, but more importantly, terrific content for our audience.
It's excellent. It's excellent. I know I give you a lot of grief about it. I'm really just breaking balls. I have a great time doing the Roundtable, and it's going to be fun and interesting this year, talking Padres baseball as much as we can. You know, that's kind of what we do here on Ben and Woods and the other shows as well. Today's game, 4:15. Excited. Spencer Schwellenbach going to be towing the slab. Randy Vasquez towing the slab for the San Diego Padres, and so far, I mean, I was looking. I don't want to get ahead of myself right now, but San Diego Padres, they're hitting the baseball pretty well this year. I was looking at some team rankings of where we are offensively. Hitting over 300, slugging higher than the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers have nine home runs already. Now, they've played two extra games, but they're hitting the ball out. The New York Yankees may catch them today.
I was going to say, how many of the Yankees hit today?
Aaron Judge has two. Aaron Judge has two, including a grand slam. They are winning 13-4 in the fourth inning against the Milwaukee Brewers. One of those games where you'll probably see a Brewers position player on the mound, and it is just a bloodbath so far up in the Bronx. But that's the one thing I'm looking right now. Pods have hit. You know, Crony's got one. Gavin Sheets has hit one. Fernando Tatis Jr. has hit one.
They've just been firing on all cylinders, really. Pitching's been pretty good. Defense has been great. I mean, opening day, you had Lockridge robbing a home run. Merrill robbing a home run.
Yep.
That play that Manny and Arraez had yesterday, we were talking about that earlier. The defense looks great. The bullpen looks great. The hitting's there. They're stealing bases. Like, this has been a really fun... Are you insane, sir?
Oh, man, they're just bringing
they brought out
beers
like another pitcher of beer.
What is that one?
This is actually our Tom's beer for $6.
Tom's beer $6
for $6.
That is $6. That looks like it's four beers. Oh, my God. It's got double handle.
Sure
mm. You guys are going to get Frank the Tank going here.
Any minute now. Oh, it does taste so good. I did. I told you guys. I got, you know, we hit it pretty hard on opening day. We had a lot of fun. And I realized... Wow, I can actually do some day drinking, get some rest,
and then I felt
fine yesterday for the show, which is not exactly the best. That's not exactly
that's
what
scary.
I want to get into. But you guys are, if you're coming down today, make sure you get down here soon. You know, it's going to be really, really crowded and crazy, and it already is getting a little rowdy out in the streets. I love that, man. I love seeing how many Padre fans there are in San Diego. Now, thank you guys for all tuning in to the chat and you know, being active on there, being active on social media, supporting the station. We obviously couldn't do what we do without you guys.
Still got a Mike Schilt autographed baseball to give away here. We're going to give it away in about 10 minutes. Woodsy will draw a name. So if you are here, if you're at the block party and you're listening and you're walking around and you're nearby, get over here, get your name in the hopper with our promotions team, and get you a Mike Schilt autographed baseball.
I'm very impressed with Schilte so far this season. Again, pushing the right buttons, and then again knowing not when to push that panic button, like last night with Jake Cronenworth, allowing Jake Cronenworth to actually go up and take that AB off of a really good lefty reliever.
Now I'm going to guess: are these the deep dish nachos?
These are the deep dish nachos that they just brought out. Oh my God.
This is great radio.
This is great radio. Sorry about it.
Yeah, I'm not that sorry about it.
God bless, dude.
Let's get a little more.
That is legit. Paulie's going right for it. Man, this is a really good setup here. Mm. Poor Ben, he missed out on all the food and drink.
Sorry about it.
But well. All right, we got about 9 minutes left.
We're just going to eat for the next nine minutes.
But yeah, dude, this has been... It's been a really good start to the season. I want to keep it rolling tonight. I want to feel confident, Paulie, in every single starter that the San Diego Padres have. You know, I do. I want to feel that confidence, and it's such a weird sport because yes, there is a game damn near every day, and you look at it and you say, well, you know, yeah, every team's going to lose games here and there. I just want to see this team continue to play that inspired type baseball that they've played. I've been really impressed with it so far. You know, the spring training record was nothing to write home about. Who cares? When they were getting their work in, they've really turned it on in the season. I think the most important one for me so far has been Jackson Merrill. You know, of course, Ben had to bring up the sophomore slump to him when we sat
to his face.
To his face. When we interviewed him.
Not to one of his coaches. Bro, not to a teammate. To his face.
I am elbowing that man when we were sitting down to interview him. And I'm like, don't bring up sophomore slump. Don't bring up sophomore slump.
He's like, well, I didn't actually say it. I told, hey, Jackson, you know,
you know
like,
the word.
There's two words that start with S. I won't say it, though.
It rhymes with bofmore blump. And I'm like, let Ben, please don't bring this up. But no, man.
I think Merrill left. He went back to the clubhouse or whatever after that. We go to commercial break and we just go,
You idiot! Poor guy. We give him so much grief. No, and to watch Jackson come out, obviously four RBIs on day one, and the way he's swinging the bat, the way his ABs look, really up and down the lineup. You know, Luis Arraez is probably the only one that I've looked at and gone, ah, man, what's up with Luis? Looks a little bit jumpy, like he's trying to do maybe a little bit too much. I think the thing about this lineup is you don't have to, you know. And I love Gavin Sheets' AB so far. The catchers have been great, man. Two hits in each game. I've loved what I've seen. Crony with the big knock last night.
I know it's only been two games, but have you let yourself begin to wonder what a full season healthy Fernando Tatis Jr. looks like? Because that guy hit one of the hardest baseballs I've ever seen on opening day.
Yep.
He needed about 6 more inches of lift for that would have been his first home run.
Yep.
And then an absolute missile, first pitch he sees last night. I go, that's about as locked in as you can look in two games.
He keeps talking about how good he's feeling and how locked in he is. And you know, I like Ben, and like we talked about earlier, I do foresee him hitting in the leadoff spot, you know, for a while. I don't think you mess with a good thing right now. Having him come up, you know, Spencer Schwellenbach's a good pitcher, and he looks up and he goes, whew. Now, I mean, with Luis Arraez up there, you're looking at Luis Arraez, what's he going to do? What at his worst, what's he going to do? He's going to hit a double, maybe, right? Fernando Tatis Jr. can take you deep. It's 1-0, you know, just as soon as you look up. So I like what Schultz has done with the lineup. Interested to see it. And it's really cool to see the new guys kind of get their feet wet and start playing really well right out of the chute. Getting production from the lower half of the order was something that was going to be paramount for this team's success this year. And you've seen it so far. So been really, really enjoying what I've seen from the San Diego Padres. I know the fans out there, too. Listen, we all have that in us where we're all waiting kind of for the other shoe to drop. It may drop today, may drop tomorrow. Who knows? But excited to see Nicky P get a start tomorrow on Sunday Night Baseball as well.
Nicky P, huh? Have loved
what he brought in spring training. He's a really, really intense competitor. So far, so good, man. And just hit another one?
The Yankees just hit another home run.
Aaron Judge just hit another. That's
Aaron
his
Judge.
Third of the
he
day.
He is 3-for-4 with three home runs.
Three bombs. He has got seven RBIs.
Maybe
yeah, he's got 8 RBI for the season and 3 home runs. This is absolutely insane. JB, what's up, dude? How you doing, man?
Are you MCing? I saw you with a microphone out there.
Yeah, I'm hosting.
Are you?
I love it.
I love it. John Browner, one of our old colleagues from the Mighty 1090 days, is out there MCing the block party. Come down and see JB.
I saw Ben.
We're sprinting up the street.
Guess where he's going? Golf.
He's going to play golf. We used to work with Browner over at Mighty 1090. He said he saw Ben in a dead sprint up the street.
Hands down, one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life, John Browner.
Which I have seen Ben in a full sprint, and it is not.
It's the nervous, I only have an hour and a half until my tea time.
When he was getting out of here, too, he had about 15 tier ones that wanted to take a picture with him, and you should have seen the panic.
Oh, Betty, you need one more. Betty, one more.
The panic in his eyes as he was trying to get out the door. Sweet, sweet angel Ben. He's listening right now, I'm sure, driving up to Goat Hill to go play. So if you're playing up there and you see Benjamin, make sure you say hello today. That is quite a day for Aaron Judge. 16-4 right now. It's like a bloodbath in New York today. But hopefully I'd like one of those. I'd like we've had two really good games and, you know, kind of back and forth.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a blowout in the San Diego Padres' favor. I'm not quite there yet. That's like, for me, I need one in like May or June when the stress. I have not been super stressed watching this team the first two nights. It's been really, really fun and enjoyable. And I'll tell you, man, getting the kids back last night, having both of my kids fired up to watch the game was really, really special. And, you know, they're in there playing baseball. When Toddy hits the home run, they run in, start screaming and yelling. It's such a part of our family. And the fabric of what we do on a nightly basis, man, it's just so good to have baseball back. That's really where I want to leave you guys today. It has been so much fun. Being able to talk about it every day, being able to just drape myself in it.
It's been nice to have Don and Mud on. As you kind of like start to doze off or fall, yeah. You know, you're just settling in for the evening, and it just feels right.
I had I got home yesterday, and I put on the Rockies game, and I watched this rookie walk off the game for the Rays. And, yeah, it's just, you know, of course they're playing in a little minor league ballpark, but it was just cool, man. It's just cool to have baseball on all the time. And found myself yesterday, as soon as the Padres game ends, flip over the Dodger game. That's just standard, man. I'm trying to watch at least 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 teams every single day playing because it's my favorite time of the year. I love this, man. So we are out of here. That's our music. Brent Suprenant is up next. Thank you guys for being here today. Make some noise, the Tier 1's out here at Tom's Watch Bar, 8th and J Street, steps from Petco Park. Bring your ass down here today and party with 97.3 The Fan. You can have our beers and our nachos. They're sitting on our table. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Love you very much.
Thank you, everybody.